This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Now, who was it that said, give me liberty or give me Obamacare? Wait, no, is that how it went? Well, it's about the equivalent thing. if you want to die young, get in on government medicine. Welcome to the new year. Happy New Year, everybody. The first sacred fire of the liberty of the new year. Sacred fire of liberty. Jonathan E. Moore will be with us momentarily. Do we have Cheryl Chumley with us? Cheryl, is it a happy new year? Are you with us?
Hey, happy new year. Great to be here.
Definitely a happier new year when Cheryl is in the house. So, Cheryl, did you have a good holiday season?
I did. How about you?
It was great. I actually relaxed a little. We did some encores, which I never do. And so far, nobody has thrown anything bad at me for doing that. So I'm very happy.
Oh, excellent. That's always great.
Right. So, I was hearing that Patrick Henry thing in the opening, and it just occurred to me, give me liberty or give me Obamacare. It's about the equivalent about what Patrick Henry said, I think.
Yeah, I think actually our founding fathers would be turning in their graves if they were aware of what Obamacare was doing in this country.
Right, because we definitely declared our independence from the Crown of England so we could have free or heavily subsidized medical care.
Yeah, basically socialist, right? I mean, I don't know how to explain it. At least Donald Trump coming in is seeming to be, expressing strongly that he still wants to overturn Obamacare, and Congress coming back from the break has actually taken a couple steps to do that. So that's happy news.
Yeah, in the show notes, I have an image there. It's repeal and replace, and my argument is repeal and replace with freedom. Right. And I don't hear much of that, even often on the Republican side, as we've talked about over the years, that they have incremental forms of less tyranny. Right. It's like government light versus heavy government. It's like, OK, could you argue it's a little better? Sure. But being the idealist that I am and having a love of the history of this country and the reason for its existence, it's hard for me to stomach a little less regulation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and, it's hard to be grateful at that. I mean, exactly what you're saying, it's exactly true. And once the government gets its fingers in something, it never backs out completely. And I really think that's what we're going to see with Obamacare. We're never going to go back to a complete free market system. I think those days are over with. I think what Congress is actually talking about doing immediately is going through the reconciliation process where they kind of piecemeal it so they don't have to deal with the 60-vote majority needed to pass it and so forth. And, on one hand, I'm glad at that because that's how it kind of came into existence. They piecemealed it through budget reconciliation. So it's kind of tit for tat, a little bit of revenge. But on the other hand, you're absolutely right. It's still a sad day that if you have the government replacing a government program with something else, you still end up with a government program.
Well, exactly. And so the question is, if they at least repeal the mandate to some degree, you do have now an option to say, I'm not participating in any of this, at least because that's what it was before, even though I didn't think it was an ideal system prior to this because there wasn't, in my opinion, enough freedom in it. It's a very little, in fact, because there are so many other healers out there that are not in the official government-sanctioned licensed realm. And yet, in an American organic kind of Republican kind of ideal, there wouldn't be interference by the government to tell the people, no, this is allowed and this is not. This is like the emperor, the king of old that we said, no, we don't want that. But we have a government operating that, as Jonathan Ebor knows so well, operating as a bureaucratic oligarchy.
Well, you know, the problem is if they repeal the mandate, which they can do through the process they're discussing, what does that leave? You know, you still have insurance companies with their outrageous rates. You know, this year is supposed to be huge, massive increases. Some states are going to be seeing up to 119% increases and so forth. So now you're told by the government, okay, you don't have to buy it, but where are you going to get your health insurance? I mean, if you're trying to be responsible, you know, provide for your family and so forth, a lot of people used to get them through their employer or even privately, but now those rates are so high, and it's going to be difficult. There's going to be this interim, I think, as we go through the repeal and so-called replacement of Obamacare, where it's going to be pure chaos for quite a while.
Yeah, I think so, but I think that's a necessary, I won't even call it evil. I think it's a necessary learning experience. And sometimes we have to learn the hard way. Let's be honest about our lives. We look back, we say, you know, sometimes I got banged up and bruised, but I learned the most important lessons of my life. And recognizing that the government should not, cannot, you know, care for us, including medical care, including insurance schemes. And if you would allow a market-based system that says, you know, I'm an insurance company, I'm going into the business, and I'm going to say, I'm going to offer what the people want. Maybe the young people want a catastrophic policy. Maybe I would want just a catastrophic policy because I know how to deal with all the chronic diseases without having to resort to any Medicare Part D drugs. And then I would choose something that would be highly affordable for me and many people. And at the same time, prior to Obamacare, they weren't being turned away at emergency care centers and hospitals, even though I know that's not an ideal way to take care of people. But it wasn't like they were being rejected outright.
Right. I mean, everybody got health care who needed it, put it that way. But, you know, you make a good point that it's part of perhaps the learning curve, and we may have to go through these tough times for a couple years and lessons learned and so forth. But sadly, I don't think a lot of politicians are taking it that way. And the reason I think that is because you don't hear politicians talking about, we need to do away with Obamacare, we need to repeal Obamacare because it's not in line with the Constitution. Healthcare is not a God-given right. This country was based on rights come from God, not government. So for that reason, we need to repeal. You hear them talking about we need to repeal Obamacare because it's too pricey. It's bureaucratic. People are unhappy because they can't keep their doctors.
Yeah.
That tells me that they're not really going to the root of the problem of Obamacare, which is the government is providing it.
Sure. And have you ever, you're a parent, I'm a parent. You ever met kids that were given everything they wanted for their entire childhood? How well adjusted are they, right? And it's like Americans
are full of them.
Yeah, I know. And that's what, you know, Americans have thought, okay, the government has to give me this stuff. This is not a good recipe for success or longevity. And that's my point here as well, is that, yes, it's tough. And people say, well, you're mean and nasty. No, I help a lot of people that come to me for help. I don't charge them a thing. And yet, if you don't allow your kids sometimes to bump their knee and get scraped and learn, they will never be prepared to live independent of you.
Yeah, and you know, what makes this nation great is the fact that people can do for themselves. You know, I so strongly believe that our greatest asset is that we believe, and our government was based on the notion that our rights come from God, that they weren't, you know, they're not supposed to be handed to us by government. And until we get back to that principle, I just think our country's in a sad
yeah.
state. And
well,
Obamacare is just one of the evidence of it.
Well, here's the man that helps us bring those principles back. He's the guy behind the sacred fire of liberty. Happy New Year, Jonathan Emord.
Well, Happy New Year, Robert. I just got my connection figured out, and it seems like we're going along famously. One of the things that I think is quite obvious, and I've expressed this in my book, Restore the Republic, there are many market alternatives to the current system. The Democrats act as if there is no alternative to Obamacare. They're saying, oh, my goodness, you repeal Obamacare and the sky will fall and nothing can replace it. And
mm-hmm.
you're either going to have parts of it that you keep and the rest collapses, or you'll have nothing at all and then everyone will be miserable. Well, let's face it. Everybody is miserable because of Obamacare. It's taking down everything that is above. It hasn't raised anything that's below. And the people who are on it are dissatisfied. The premiums are going through the roof. Well, how do you solve it? Well, the solution to the problem is easy. First of all, you need to have transparent pricing in medical services. And just like any other business, they need to explain what their costs are. Secondarily, you need to have competitions. So you need to break down barriers, interstate barriers to insurance. The third thing is you need to allow people to design their own insurance plans.
Yes.
Fourth thing is you need medical savings accounts and health savings accounts whereby people can retain money tax-free for medical emergencies and for health care to be used to support catastrophic health insurance at a minimum or other insurance at their discretion. And then the last thing is you need to create tax incentives for us to take care of our own family members and for companies to take care of their own employees. In other words, why not reduce to zero the tax consequence associated with employment if you will provide your workers full insurance coverage? Why not reduce to zero the tax consequences from the federal government if you as a family member will take care of all of your relatives or any of your relatives to the extent that you take care? What I say in Restore mm-hmm. the Republic is for each dollar you expend on the medical care of a relative or for each dollar a company expends for the medical care of an employee, you get a $1.50 tax deduction. So pretty soon you could wipe out taxes and take care of all your people.
I love your common sense solutions are right there. Now, am I being unreasonable, Jonathan, to say, you know, I'd like to go further and just allow all healing to be available to the people, the kind that they decide, not the kind the government decides?
Right. We've got to get rid of arbitrary licensing restrictions on medical practice and healthcare practices and allow a marketplace to flourish. And I'm not saying stop prosecution for fraud or for deception.
Right.
No, keep that in place, but get rid of the FTC. But allow the Justice yeah. Department to prosecute for fraud and the state's attorneys general to do so. But when it comes to competition, let's aim at breaking down barriers to market functioning in the healthcare industry, and let's create a free market.
Amen to that. Jonathan Emord, Cheryl Chumley. By the way, Cheryl is the author of The Devil in D.C., Winning Back the Country from the Beast in Washington. Of course, Restore the Republic, one of the great books of Jonathan Emord. I highly recommend. I even wrote something in the book jacket, I believe. So loving that. Great way to start the new year with you guys. We got lots more to do with Cheryl and Jonathan after this break. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If liberty is to be restored, it's going to be at least partly due to the wisdom and intense passion and integrity of my co-host every Thursday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty. That'd be Jonathan E. Mord and Cheryl Chumley. Appreciate y'all being here. The energy is just ramped up immediately this year with you guys. It's great. Jonathan, you were mentioning some things off the air, like you said, that are encouraging to me about FDA, about Trump's view of FDA. Perhaps there would be a real sea change that could usher in an era of more freedom in the healing realm.
I think there's a distinct possibility that that will happen. I'm hopeful that it will happen, and I think that Trump has the guts, the perseverance, the stamina to stand by even a controversial appointment all the way through the program. In other words, I think he's a loyal person who's going to stand up for what he believes in. And I think in the case of the FDA, he understands that it's a regulatory swamp. If he wants to drain a swamp, there's no better swamp to drain than the FDA. It's rife with corruption, rife with cronyism, and rife with abuse of power. And it stands as one of the principal roadblocks to market entry for so many people. The enforcement is all off the charts, running out of existence. Companies that have sell products that don't cause harm as well as those that do, but unfortunately a good number of them are driven out because of FDA going after the wrong people. And that's all due to the fact that it has been for so long a giant protectionist regime designed to protect the drug companies from competition and promote their agenda at the expense of everybody else, every other actor and player.
Jonathan and Cheryl, this is the irony of Trump the billionaire, right? he doesn't seem to be, as we've seen, that not in the pocket of the so-called multinational corporations that want to control and own government, basically. And, you know, as we see more and more of them trying to paint him as something that he isn't, I'm encouraged by the people he's put, seemingly trying to put in place in these government positions, Cheryl.
Well, I mean, you're absolutely right. He's not beholden to anybody because he, unlike other presidential, you know, contenders, he didn't take money during the campaign trail. Most everything was financed by himself. So he's taking over the White House. He does not owe this team of lobbyists. He doesn't have all these people who are going to be spending his first year in the White House coming to him for favors and payback for support on the campaign trail. He's free to just put forth a bold agenda. And I think because of his good business sense, he understands that he needs to appoint good people who can get the job done and then back off and let them do that.
Yeah, precisely, precisely. Like you said, it's different. I have to say, as much as my I have become cynical in my semi-old age, skeptical I'll always be because I think it's healthy to be that way. But I'm sort of trying to lose my cynicism on this because we've been disappointed so many times by succeeding, you know, successive administrations, whether they have an R or a D by their name. And having people that really believe in liberty, maybe they don't go as far as we want to go, but I'm not going to argue against them at least bringing the light of liberty back in even a little bit, Jonathan.
Well, you know, you have a stark contrast on all fronts with Obama. Here you have a career academic, basically, a welfare boy who through his whole life has been given things. He came up in a middle-class environment, which is good. Nice. And then he goes on and has an Ivy League education. And he also has never worked in the private sector in any serious way in his entire life, was an academic. He has an artificial view of the world, totally a academic biased liberal view. Then you got the contrast with Donald Trump, who built an empire and understands the real world very, very starkly, the real economic free enterprise world, and appreciates its extraordinary ability to uplift people from nothing to something. And he believes in it. He believes in the American dream. He believes in the economic engine. And then, most importantly, he's courageous, and he wants his term in office to resurrect the American nation as a as an economic power, as a military power, and as a global superpower, and he believes in this country before any other country. So he is the paradigmatic, perfect example of what a bold, powerful America is compared to Obama, who would like to lead from behind.
Yeah, and he's got a scorched earth policy on the way out, putting more regulations that he can. Can that be reversed? We'll talk about that with Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty next, and Jonathan Emore. And Cheryl Chumley, Happy New Year, my friend. It's so good to have you on board.
Happy New Year.
All right, that's Cheryl Chumley. You can learn more about her at CherylChumley.com. She's linked up as well in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. More powerful freedom and healing after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Sacred Fire Liberty Hour continues here with Jonathan E. Moore. We'll be joined momentarily by Norm Singleton, heading up the Campaign for Liberty. Hey, Jonathan, as we were going to break, I was talking about a scorched earth policy. I just don't know if Obama learned this from Saddam Hussein or what, but the scorched earth policy he's doing is like, how many regulations can I executive order into action before I leave here? How much can I muck up the Middle East and provide a great environment for ISIS to persist and continue? Am I wrong in this assessment?
No, I think his problem is that he refuses to respect the will of the Electoral College and the voters in the United States that without, you know, they rejected his policies. They rejected a continuation of them through Hillary Clinton, and yet it's sort of like a spoiled brat who's punished for his misdeeds. He's mucking up the works so he can hamstring Trump as best he can on his way out. And he's trying to do something sort of in a spoiled way to make himself appear relevant. In the process, he's securing his fate in history as one of the worst presidents, one of the most corrupt regimes in American political history. And he's establishing new grounds to destroy the Democratic Party, really, because with his action against Israel, he succeeded in alienating many in the Jewish community who will have second thoughts about the wisdom of voting for a Democratic congressional candidate, senatorial candidate in the midterm elections, and possibly even it may affect their judgment as to whether they should vote or not in the presidential elections coming up and how they should vote 4 years from now. So I think he's done himself more harm by these actions, and I think Trump will quickly prove effective in eliminating all of these actions and undermining all the things that he's done to the extent that he can't eliminate them, and in the process creating a backlash that will strengthen American ties to Israel, will strengthen American actions against international terror, will strengthen American resolve to eliminate Obamacare, will strengthen movements to cut taxes. And see what he's done is aggravated the beast. You know, he's
right.
He's poking a stick at a tiger that's going to sweep into Washington, and in the process, he's doing nothing to temper that movement. He's aggravating it so it's going to come back with a vengeance. This is unintelligent. It's spoiled. It's the reaction of a harmed kid.
Yeah.
It's
at least at the end of his tenure here, he awarded himself evidently a, I don't know what this is, Department of Defense Medal of Distinguished Public Service. Norm, did you hear about this? How did he get this?
I saw something about it that he got some medal that I guess the president decides who to get it. And, you know, of course, he was our first, or he was a Nobel laureate, remember, but I think wasn't it 08 before he
took office?
He was sworn in. So he went in getting a medal he didn't deserve, and he goes out having to give himself medals, which I think shows,
says a lot.
What he's, yeah. Yes.
So I'm sure the Campaign for Liberty is watching all of these regulations he's trying to implement by fiat, by memorandum or executive order on the way out.
Yeah.
No C4L commentary on that?
Yeah, well, I think that he's, we're of course, like everybody else, I think, or everybody else in the Liberty community, no matter your opinion of Donald Trump, you're looking forward to the end of his of Obama's reign of error. And the last way he's kind of walking out, you know, presidents have a history of doing midnight regulations, as Jonathan probably well remembers. When Reagan came in, he was confronted with a whole bunch of Carter regulations that had been put into place and executive orders by Carter in between the election and the inaugural, but I think Obama is really taking that to a new level. And I don't remember in my lifetime a president who has just taken such dramatic switch changes in U.S. foreign policy. No matter what you think of the policy regarding Russia and regarding the UN resolutions on Israel, I think you have to say it's, I don't know if bizarre is the right word, but it's, I think, unprecedented to see a lame duck president make such swift changes in what have been their own foreign policy. You know, Obama doesn't have a history of acceding to resolutions on the Middle East that are controversial or seen as one-sided against Israel, and he wasn't taking strong actions as recently as this fall when he claims that he first became aware of Russian hacking. You remember he said he told Putin to cut it out, but there weren't any sanctions. And I do think there's something to the fact that all this is done to undermine Trump.
Sure. I would have to say, and Jonathan, I mean, I know we're not big fans of Putin, but he seems to have shown restraint knowing that, you know, Trump's coming in and there might be a little better interaction that acknowledges the desires of each country as opposed to pretending that there is no interest that they have, no interest that we have, and who knows what's going to happen.
Now, Putin's a shrewd political operative. He is a KGB man who outsmarted his brethren and killed some of them on his way up to the top. He's killed innocent people to establish political control. And he's also killed journalists and Alexander Litvinenko. And he's caused a number of people to be murdered. This man is a bad man. But he's shrewd, and he can play and has played Obama like a fiddle for 8 years. Obama was naive about communism and about Russia, actually likes the idea of it, would certainly like to be a dictator himself, and thought he would have a lot in common with Putin, just as he did. He thought he'd have a lot in common with Castro. But in the end, Putin wants to see the United States be buried, and he wants to embarrass, humiliate, alienate, disparage this country in every way he can, and it was easy with Obama. Now he's assuming, because of the responses and tweets that Trump has given him, that Trump may also be capable of being played, and I think he's going to get a rude awakening, because I believe Trump is in actually playing him right now. And I think that Trump, the promise of Trump, caused Putin to hesitate in his adverse reaction to these sanctions. I think these measures are really superficial. It's Obama's way of giving an academic rebuff to Putin because he has no military backbone. He has no strength. He has no courage. And so he did this little thing. And Putin knows it's worthless. It doesn't mean anything. It won't cause any change in Russian behavior at all. But he turned it to his advantage by not responding to it, by making that made Obama look impotent. And it slapped Obama on his way out, and it sent a signal to the rest of the world,
yeah,
the Americans tried something, and Obama made a big deal of it. But it's trifling.
Yeah.
But what he's also doing by tying in Trump to it is attempting to say to Trump, come into my lair. You know, I'm the spider. Come into my lair, and I will embrace you, and I'll stick venom down your bloodstream. But I believe Trump is shrewd. I think he's on to it, and I think he will play Putin. I think he'll outdo Putin. I don't think Trump is as naive as the media would like to make him more.
No, I definitely do not believe that, perceive that at all. I don't, Norm, if you're watching this too.
Well, his Secretary of State pick, who was getting beat up by both the left and the neocon John McCain, Lindsey Graham, wing of the Republican Party, for being too cozy for Putin, also, though, has negotiated, and I believe successfully, with Russia. And, of course, you know, one of the reasons I thought it was a good idea to pick an international businessman is because they actually know how to successfully negotiate and do diplomacy better than someone who spends their life in the Foggy Bottom bureaucracy, and then sitting in the think tank in K Street waiting for their next government job. I would bet that he understands, you know, that a lot of his so-called obsequiousness to Putin was actually just him trying to reverse the spider and fly scenario that Jonathan just described.
Mm-hmm. Well, business is something that you know, Putin knows. I mean, he's taking on a lot there.
What area does Russia, unlike China, what area does Russia miserably fail at? The free market. They miserably fail at the free market. They have a mob type of internal politics, a system that complements the thugs who bully their way to the top and cozy up to power. That's their system of market activity, and it's abysmal. It doesn't work at all. It's a managed economy that just doesn't work. So, where can we win the most? How can we change the global political environment the quickest? Well, yes, military spending and outspending Russia is one way. But another way that doesn't cost too much, but has huge benefits that will enable us to reap riches, is to open up free market opportunities and exploit them to the disadvantage of Putin and his thuggish controlled economy.
Yep. Well, it's all business at that level, and at this point it needs to be acknowledged and move forward, and that's what Trump can see too. All right, folks, we got another segment here, The Sacred Fire of Liberty, with Norm Singleton from Campaign for Liberty. Have him chime in on something called the RAINS Act. Interestingly enough, with Trump in office, it could actually go as well as audit the Fed.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Robert Scott Belcher. Well, you're glad that you have the big guns in case you need them. But you don't want to have to use them unless you absolutely have to. Kind of like in modern medicine. You got drugs, but they're there as a last resort. Unfortunately, a lot of folks get that mixed up and use them first and end up damaging everything. We've got the economic issue, and Jonathan, you brought that up so well regarding Trump's view and how he can look differently diplomatically as well as, Norm, what you said about his choice for Secretary of State. Fascinating things here. But the RAINS Act is also an economic move to kind of limit the impact of government destroying the free market economy or what's left of it, Norm.
Well, it's the RAINS Act, which the House either has voted on or will soon be voted on, final passage, is a very important bill. It is a tax cut for the American people and American businesses because regulation is a tax every bit as much as if the IRS takes your money or the Fed inflates it away. And what RAINS does, it says that before an agency can implement a regulation or a rule that impacts the American economy by greater than $100 million, they have to have, Congress has to hold an up or down roll call vote on this, which means that you have these, which means that you, it will put an end to, unaccountable bureaucrats, making the rules and the laws under which we live under, because as you know, as Jonathan, who does this thing, faces this on a day-to-day basis, knows better than probably almost anyone. At agencies like the FDA, they have very broad statutory mandates, and then their rules and regulations are what actually provide the technical details that we have to follow. And of course, unless you're a huge corporation, it can be very difficult to follow all these rules, and because most of these bureaucrats have civil servants, they're not accountable to you. Your vote won't really affect their job. So they're kind of, you know, occasionally they'll get a letter, get called, or their boss gets called up before a congressional committee, and they'll have to pretend that they care about what the people think or what Congress thinks. But for the most part, they're just unaccountable. And this will actually take, restore the, what the founders intended, which is that, the laws in which we live under are made by those to whom the people can hold responsible for their actions.
How many lives are destroyed by the bureaucracy, Jonathan?
Oh, it's really, it would be difficult to count because there's so many contributing factors that regulation has on stifling economic growth and
innovation.
But let me say this plug to Norm. So Norm and I, probably a decade ago now, maybe a little more, for Ron Paul, wrote this thing called the Congressional Responsibility and Accountability Act, and it was the RAINS Act, and we wrote it then, and we did it because we wanted to restore the separation of powers, and we wanted to disable the regulatory state and enable only the representative branches of government, which the Constitution requires under Article 1, to make the law. So now we have three-quarters of all the law coming out of the bureaucracy from unelected people who are unaccountable to the courts, the Congress, the American people. Ron Paul wanted to change that, and Norm and I put together that Congressional Responsibility and Accountability Act, and Ron Paul introduced it. So it's good to see the RAINS Act. I sure hope it passes. It would be an enormous change in the right direction.
Well, and Ron Paul plays the long view. You remember when he put all of this out there, he probably knew it wasn't likely to pass, including audit the Fed. But here we are years later with Trump about to take office, and we have a president that would actually sign it into law if it passes both houses.
We have a president who will sign RAINS, who will sign audit the Fed, who will for as much as some of the things he says I know gives a lot of libertarians and liberty people heartburn, on the domestic economy, he is, I think, going to have the potential to be a really great president, and really by really reining in, no pun intended, the federal bureaucracy and all these federal agencies. And I think as a businessman, you know, I think he was quoted during the campaign as saying that he, when he meets with businessmen, the first thing that comes up when he says what's the number one problem with the government is in taxes, it's regulations. And that's why RAINS is so important, and hopefully Chuck Schumer won't be unsuccessful in what I'm sure is going to be an attempt to stop the bill.
To stop it. Hey, Norm, thank you for all your great work at the Campaign for Liberty, and very much appreciated here. And Jonathan, way to go cranking it up for liberty in the new year. Appreciate you too as well. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. In the meantime, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.